I'm Brian here with Zach Veach in Star Mazda Series Paddock. Zach, what were your impressions of the Mazda Road to Indy Test? How did you fare there?
You know, that was my third, well, at the end of the two-day test, it was my third day in the Indy Lights car. And, you know, we was able to set the track record at the Indianapolis Road Course. So, you know, that was a really good test for us, but it wouldn't have been possible without my experience through the Mazda Road to Indy program. You know, spending 2 years in USF 2000 and this full season in Star Mazda has prepared me enough to be able to drive in the Indy Lights car. And, you know, I think that's what our plan for next year is going to be. So, you know, I'm looking at my last two sessions in the Star Mazda right now, but it's been a year with a lot of learning. It's had some really good times, some really bad times, but you know, I'm really excited to get underway here at Road Atlanta and go after winter testing now.
Have you developed a really good understanding of aero packages?
Yeah, you know, even with IndyCar and thinking about the new aero packages they're going to have in the future, it's kind of opened my mind up to it, but being in the Indy Lights car and just seeing how much the wings actually really work on that car was kind of a real eye-opener for me. I mean, you know, one hole of a wing is worth 5 miles an hour, so that was pretty big for us, especially down the straights of Indy. So we got a lot to learn this winter, but I'm excited for St. Pete.
Yeah, Doug at Open Paddock thought you were crazy fast at Indy, thought you were a real eye-opener, wondered if you really loved the aero or the grip from those tires or more power. He thought, what was the key to speed that weekend?
I just love the style of the Indy Lights car. You know, before I came into USF 2000, I had over 20 test days in an Atlantic Championship car. Oh. So I got really used to downforce, having a lot of tire, having a lot of power. So in USF 2000, and even here in Star Mazda, I've been overdriving the tire, you know, not having the downforce I needed. So when I got into the Indy Lights car, it felt at home. It felt natural. And, you know, I could break the, you know, latest marker I can, you know, just everything was, you know, just fit for me better. I wasn't overdriving it, and, you know, it just kind of fell hand in hand with me.
Great. So the IMS infield road course wasn't new to you, and
no.
Downforce wasn't new to you.
No. So, you know, it was kind of a perfect combination for us to come out and set the track record.
So what are your goals for this weekend?
This weekend, I mean, it being the last race in the series, you know, we want to have a strong performance. We've been P4, P5 in practice up till now, so we're going to qualifying. So hopefully we can qualify on the front row. And, you know, I just want to finish strong. The podium would be a great way to say goodbye to the Star Mazda series. But, you know, we just got to take what it gives us. And I've been struggling a little bit getting back used to the Star Mazda car right now. So we learned a lot overnight, and I'm excited to go on track and show what I learned.
Do you have any concerns about a damp, slippery track?
The only thing I know is you can't go offline. Because of the rain we had this morning, the grass is going to be really slippery. So it's going to be really unforgiving. But there is a dry line right now. So as long as we stay focused on that and try to be mistake-free, I'm not too worried about this qualifying session.
Okay, that's in about 15 minutes. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you.